taking a moment just to settle in. Wherever you've been just before this and wherever you're going next, just allowing yourself during these moments to really be here, to be present. Allowing the body to start to relax. Relaxing into a posture that's upright, that has a sense of dignity, without being overly rigid or stiff. Feeling alert, awake, conscious. And taking a few moments just to take stock of what's already here. Noticing the sensations in the body. The feeling of the feet planted on the floor. Feeling the body pressing down into the surface you're sitting on. Noticing the support that you find there. And feeling the hands where they're resting. Beginning to notice the breath that's moving in and out of the body. Feeling the lungs expand on the inhale. And contract on the exhale. Noticing the feeling of air at the nostrils each time you breathe in and each time you breathe out. And taking stock of whatever feelings are present. And beginning to bring to mind a situation that's been upsetting to you recently, or it could be something from a long time ago, something that's caused you to feel angry, maybe bitter and resentful. Just bringing to mind what it was that triggered those feelings, what happened. Noticing the thoughts that you have about it, the story that surrounds those events. Allow yourself, as vividly as you can, to replay the events, to relive them. And as you do, noticing the reaction that you have. Noticing the emotions that are triggered. Seeing if there are any sensations in the body that arise connected to that anger. Are those feelings expressing themselves in the body in some way? For some people, it could be a tightening of the belly. It could be pressure at the temples. Perhaps tightness at the back of the neck, the shoulders, holding tension there. Maybe a change in the breath. Whatever you notice, just directing the attention there. Being aware of that experience. Feeling it. Welcoming it. Even embracing those sensations. And then breathing with them. Watching the breath. As you're aware of those feelings, as you're aware of that physical manifestation of the emotion. And perhaps noticing over time whether those sensations change in any way. Are they static? Are they fixed? Or do they evolve moment to moment? And taking care not to resist those feelings, not to believe that the point is to get rid of them or change them or suppress them in some way, allowing them to be just as they are. And at the same time, as much as possible, not fueling them, not feeding them, simply observing. Holding them lightly. Not pushing them away. Not clinging to them. Simply being with them, making space. Allowing your experience to be just as it is. If you find at times, as you probably will, that the mind has wandered, just bringing it back to those sensations and breathing with them. At any point, if you find the emotions become overwhelming, just come back to the breath, focusing your attention entirely on your breathing. And checking in again with the emotions that you feel. Are they exactly what they were a few minutes ago? Have they changed at all? Have they intensified? Have they lessened? Have they morphed in some way? Continuing to open to those experiences, to create a space for them. Creating an allowance. Letting them be just as they are. Letting yourself be just as you are. As you breathe with those sensations, with those emotions, just noticing that that's how things are right now. Maybe saying that to yourself, all right, that's how things are right in this moment. This is how I'm feeling. This is how my body is responding. With an attitude of acceptance. And even if you don't feel particularly accepting of those feelings, allowing that reaction to be just what it is. And being aware of how it is to notice angry feelings, to sit with them without reacting, without responding to them, without acting on them in any way. Feeling that distinction between experiencing the emotion and reacting to it. And noticing that that response is always available to us, that we can be aware of our emotions, allow space for them, without necessarily responding to them right away, giving ourselves some choice in the matter, so we can have a more reflective response rather than reacting immediately and maybe later regretting it. And taking stock once more of the sensations of the breath. Continuing to breathe with the emotion if you choose. And when you're ready, allow your eyes to open, bringing your awareness back to the room. Noticing how you feel. Noticing if there's any shift that's happened in your relationship with those feelings of anger.